It is a fact. Most home burglaries start with a ring of your doorbell to make sure you're not home. Alarm systems tell you after someone breaks in, but Ring Video Doorbell can prevent a burglary before it happens. Ring lets you see and speak with whoever's at your home from anywhere using your smartphone. With Ring, you're always home. Ring takes just 5 minutes to install, and for under $200, it's the easiest, most cost-effective way to protect and monitor your home. Go to ring.com/WSJ for free expedited FedEx shipping. That's Ring. ring.com/WSJ.
Question. Would you watch more ads on your smartphone if it meant cutting your wireless bill? One company is looking to find out. Details coming up.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. Some of Sprint's prepaid customers will be able to get $5 off their wireless bill in exchange for dealing with more smartphone ads. But is this a palatable trade-off? Let's get right to it with Wall Street Journal reporter Ryan Knutson. Welcome, Ryan.
Thanks for having me.
So some of Sprint's prepaid customers are able to get this $5 discount. Who exactly gets to utilize this and how does it work?
They're rolling it out only for customers on their Boost mobile brand, which is one of their prepaid brands. And anybody that wants to download the app can go ahead and do it. The exchange that they're making here is they're going to have to put up with more advertisements. They're basically saying, I'll look at a number of ads throughout the day after I unlock my screen, which is a very invasive thing, really. You're going to unlock your phone. You're going to see an ad. You're going to have to either say, I like this content, I don't like this content, or you can click into it right at that moment, look at it, engage with the brand. But in exchange for that, you're going to get $5 off your bill.
Now, there seems to be a shift with carriers in that they're changing their focus to try to figure out a new form of revenue. Specifically, this is an experiment with mobile advertisement. What's the status quo been like thus far? Have they been profiting from ad sales?
Yeah, so this is an interesting experiment for Sprint. It's definitely one small step, but what's happened is carriers have tried for years to avoid becoming just a dumb pipe. I mean, they don't really want to be just a utility that provides you connectivity to the service that then makes a bunch of money off of you. But that's kind of what has been their situation ever since the iPhone came out in 2007. People want to go to Facebook, they want to go to Google, and those companies are making billions of dollars a year delivering advertisements to people that are using their phones. And so carriers have missed out on all of that revenue growth, and they're struggling because the wireless industry has pretty much topped out. I mean, everybody has a cell phone, and about 80% or more of that market has a smartphone. So there's not really a lot of major growth that these companies can get. And recently, they've tried to hitch their wagon to all the increasing data usage that happens because people are watching videos all the time. But people have kind of hit their ceiling on how much they're willing to pay, and there's been a bit of a price war. So carriers are having to increase the amount of data that they offer to their customers, and so therefore they're just kind of running out of new ways to grow, and so they're trying to look for how they can get in on some of that advertising game and basically find another payer in the system to help them boost revenue.
As of now, is there concern about how this will go over with customers? Have there been experiments, or is this really the test?
Well, Verizon bought AOL for $4.4 billion last year, in large part because it wanted to get into the ad tech game. They think that they can combine their wireless location data that they have with AOL's ad technology and create a kind of ad platform that will deliver ads. So the thing is that everybody, you need inventory. You need a place to show the ad. So Verizon launched a video app called Go90 that it's targeting toward like teenagers and 20-somethings so that they can deliver ads on that platform, because it's kind of tricky. Like, you think about how many times you pick up your phone during the day and all the things you're interacting with, and you probably open Twitter, you open your email, you open all sorts of apps throughout the day, and each one of those apps has its own ad inventory that it's trying to sell that's funding its own business model. You scroll through Instagram and you're looking at ads there, but the carriers are really not in that mix. So Verizon, when they made their move into it, they did it by buying AOL for this back-end technology, but then also launching this video app so it has something to sell. Sprint is trying to take a bit of a different avenue and just say, hey, let's just turn this into kind of almost like a television set of old, where you had to look at a commercial in order to get through it. I think that's why they're offering $5 a month off your bill, because they recognize that this is sort of an invasive thing and people don't like to see ads. But
right.
if they can get some discount, that maybe they'll be more willing. The company says that they're hoping to increase that amount in the future. So if they can get more and more ad revenue from it, maybe they can expand that to $10 a month. And there's even the possibility, if you think about it, that potentially it could be a fully ad-supported wireless service. I think that's kind of the goal of the startup that Sprint is working with to make this technology work. You know, if you can get enough ads in there, and the attractiveness for advertisers is that you've got an engaged customer. They're unlocking their phone and they're seeing a full screen ad. It's not some banner that's, you know, just
right.
over, you know, the corner of something that's going to be out of the way. So if you have that big thing in their face, and then you're also saying, I don't like, you know, this brand, or I like this brand. And so that educates the advertisers even more about the kinds of things that you like, and then they can go more directly to you.
Right. Do you anticipate we'll see more of this sort of look into consumer behavior and the economics behind it?
Yeah, I think that this is an interesting experiment. There's a lot of different types of experiments that are out there. There's like another there's a different wireless service that starts out free but with very limited amount of data and calling and text you can pay a little bit more for, and that sort of everybody's trying to find kind of different ways to get at this market. And so if it catches on, I think Sprint will probably try to expand it to other brands, and then other carriers globally are also talking to this startup. It's called Unlocked that's doing this.
Right.
They're saying that they're having traction with other carriers across the world. So I think that this is kind of this period where wireless carriers are trying to figure out where's their next area for growth. Maybe we can try to do something with advertising.
Ryan Knutson, thanks very much for the time.
Thanks for having me.
This has been the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Remember, you can check out all of our podcasts at wsj.com/podcasts and look for us on iTunes as well. For the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.